Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Derry. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. Derry is hit by the pitch. Savage moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savage scores. Derry moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to third and picks off Derry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Hall now playing second base. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wells moves to second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wells scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Tucker moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Everett Fagan now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tucker scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walesa moves to second. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan takes first base on ball 4. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walesa moves to third. Fagan moves to second. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Derry takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Barney McCuskey. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing right field. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Russ Derry now playing left field. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Callaway moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rosar for a passed ball. Wells moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Callaway scores. Wells moves to third. Tresh moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wells scores. Tresh moves to third. Tucker moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Tucker scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing first base. George Armstrong now catching. Jesse Flores now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Platt reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a ball on the ground. Wells is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Derry hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armstrong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.